former President Luana Simon was charged today with lying to investigators about the Larry Nassar investigation. What's the significance, Jack, of those charges?
I think the significance of the charges today are, from the point of view of activists, Luana Simon has never been seen as credible. People have always thought that she knew more than she was letting on, and now that's an argument that has more teeth. I think the larger significance here is that it speaks to this bigger claim that the Nassar case is not about some singular monster who's out there for years conducting misdeeds, but he's part of a system-wide cultural toxicity where people would lie to protect an institution, even in cases where young people's lives were at risk. That's a very serious charge, and that's the charge that a lot of activists have been making all along, that this environment was made unsafe by people in leadership, specifically the president. And it's not a far walk now from where this prosecution may go to that conclusion. So that's definitely hugely significant in light of people who have been saying that's what this story is about all along. This goes higher up.
Does this represent a cultural kind of shift towards holding major administrators more responsible?
I think it does. And the reason is that I think that if you go back, it's not to say that there hasn't been criminal liability for college presidents before. I'm sure that's gone on forever. But I do think that oftentimes when there was a situation like this that didn't directly involve malfeasance by a president, it's somebody else, right, who's on staff. I think that if things got hot enough and the president resigned, it was often the case that that was the mechanism of accountability. You lose your job. And that was sufficient, usually to quiet the public. That was sufficient to appease everyone. I think things really changed after the Jerry Sandusky case. In that case, where you had abuse at Penn State of young boys, there was a perception that losing your job as president is not enough, that there's criminal liability if people within your care are abused. And that's how Graham Spanier ended up getting charged with endangering the welfare of children, a charge that he was convicted of in 2017. And that a lot of people saw that as a real turning point. I spoke with experts who said this is college leadership on trial. And I think that's really where we are now. It's no longer enough to resign and leave with a big pension package or something like that. There's a desire for criminal accountability, and that's what we're seeing here.
Jack Stripling, senior writer at the Chronicle of Higher Education, thank you very much.
Thank you.